From
whoa,
almost lost it.
Today's daf is Mem, and we're starting from Amar Rav Chisda, which is six lines from the top. Amar Rav Chisda, Lilkos Ba'achas. So he says, in order for a Nazir to get Malkus for cutting his hair when he's not supposed to, is even if he only cuts one hair, he already gets Malkus. La'akev Bishtayim. When it's time to cut his hair at the end, yeah, and he's supposed to cut off all of his hair to have the tiglachas atara, then if he leaves two, then it means his ma'akev, he hasn't done the haircut properly, and therefore it doesn't count. Uvitar, and sorry, I skipped something. And then lister means if he had the haircut and he has to start counting again, yeah. Is Enei Seisar Ella Barov Roshay. He only needs to start again and discount the days that he had before if he cut off most of his head. I mean, most of his hair. Most of his head as well. Right, Roshay. Uvitar, and also with a razor blade.
So it needs both hastas.
That's what, yeah.
Roshay and tar.
That's what it says, yeah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, bitar? We just got through a whole discussion yesterday about the razor blades and everything else. Is betarain b'midi achrini law? You're going to tell me only a razor blade, not anything else. Well, Katoni, we learned yesterday, minayin the rabbis says kolam avirim. How we included all anything else that takes off. You can use the hair lotion or whatever, anything that takes off. What's it called? The cream, hair removal. Huh? The hair removal cream. Whatever. So that's also the same thing. Ella emo ke'entar. It means similar to a tar, which is kol ha'mavirim, anything that gets off on the bottom, as opposed to a snip at the top, which doesn't...
A scissor or a tweezer.
A scissor, yeah, but it's anything that cuts from near the root, says this, as opposed to things that cut... Yeah, so anything like that is the same deal. He's over if he does what he's not supposed to. Taninami hochi. And then we have the brisa similar to that, which we brought yesterday. Nazir shatolash mire tzivsev kolshu. If the nazir pulled out of here, that means he pulled it, or one is what he pulled it out with the root, he pulled it out without the root, or tzivsev kolshu, or he trimmed it. Enei seiser elo berev reish v'tar. That doesn't make him have to count again. Only if he does most of his head, and only if it's with a razor blade. Okay, comes Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I remember Shimon Rabbi Shimon, Kishem Shastei Saris Ma'akvis Boy, Kach Shastei Saris Saisris Boy. He says that two Saris is Ma'akiv. When he has it to Glacha Satara, if he leaves two hairs behind, he hasn't done the Teglachas properly, he hasn't been Yotze. Similarly, if he cuts two hairs before Malois, then it's Soyser today, and he has to start again, which is different from Rav Chisda. Yeah, but Rav Chisda was according to the Tanya Nami Hochi. So it's a machlekes Tanoim. Rav Chisda is going according to the Tanakama. Rav Shimon is arguing. All right, next. Nan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah. Shloisha Megalchin v'tiglachta mitzvah. There are three places, three times where someone has to have a haircut as a mitzvah to cut off all of one's hair, which is the Nazir, which you've been talking about. The Metzora, when the Metzora is part of his purification process, when he finishes having his leprosy, so he cuts off all of his hair. And the Levim, when the Levim were inducted into Leviness, so they had to, as the Pasuk describes in Parshas Baloischa, Avir, Tara, Kol, Besaram, they all had to cut off their hair.
Was that once off?
Yeah, didn't you go through it, did you?
No. I don't remember.
No.
Not in this Gilgul.
V'chulan sh'gilchla sh'lo b'tar. And any of those three, if they didn't use the proper razor blade, shik number three or whatever it is, Eish shiru shtei Cyrus, or they left behind two hairs and they didn't finish the job, is like osav like klum, then it's as if they did nothing. So it's no good. So that's the Mishnah. So Omar Mar, like Rashi pointed out a few pages ago, that Omar Mar and Rishalmi, they use the expression Omar Mar even for a Mishnah, even though we don't usually have that. It's Omar Mar. Shloisha Megalchim v'teglachta mitzvah. Freda Gemara Pshita. Because it's Psukim. But the Torah says that you have to cut your hair. What's the Mishnah adding? The Mishnah's not telling you anything. You know, the Mishnah usually tells you something that you didn't know before. It doesn't just tell you
what it says in the Psukim.
What it says in the Pasuk, okay? So it's the obvious. is that the Gemara says, because Manda Omar Mishuma Vire Seyahu, because it's telling you, sorry, Mahu de Tema, I didn't say good. Mahu de Tema Mishuma Vure Seyahu. No, you're right. The fact that those three people have a mitzvah, that's Takir Chumash. But the punchline of this Mishnah is that if they didn't use a tar, then it's no good. If they didn't use a razor blade, it's no good. Because you might have thought, Mishuma Vure Seyahu, the whole thing is to get rid of your hair. I don't care how you do it. Yeah? You can do it from. You can do it with the lotions, you can do it with that wig, or you can do it whatever you want. I feel a sach nasha, even if you smeared the hair removal cream. Kamash malon deloy. So therefore, the Mishnah, the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that you need a tar. You're right. The other bit is pshita. It's obvious. That's what's in psukim. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it has to have a tar.
Only a razor, not
a... Only a razor, yeah. Is katani v'chulan shagilcha shaloy b'tar. So then, now let's refer to that itself. It said that anybody who cut any one of these three that didn't use the razor blade is no good. Yeah. So how do we know that? Bishlam agabin nazir. I understand why we say that by a nazir, because ksiv tar liyavra reishoy. And like we said yesterday, either according to Rebbe, it's a reverse inference that during the nazirus a tar shouldn't go on his head. That means when the nazirus is finished, a tar should go on his head. So it has to be a tar. And according to the Tanakhama, it's just from the extra word, or the yitur. Yeah, we don't need the word tar there, so therefore, because it's tar, therefore it's extra. But either way, from that, the Banazir, it says tar, so we know it's a hair, is a razor blade. Gabalavim also ksiv heviru tar, I'll call besarim. It says that they should bring a razor blade over their flesh. Ela mitzayra b'tar minolan. How do you know mitzayra has to have a razor blade? It doesn't say anywhere by the mitzayra the word tar, so maybe he could use anything else. You'll try to learn as a mamatzinu, yeah, to say that just like levim is a razor blade, so also.
It's pretty
arguable
that the nazir and the levim are kshrus from the kach, and if we can't be learning, we can't learn from anywhere.
Calls next to them, and you made them.
Yeah, that's only if you didn't need them. If they weren't superfluous, then yeah, correct. If you could have learned from one, yeah. You could probably easily say that you couldn't learn out the Levium from the Nazir, because Levium was a once off. So they're separate things. So he tries to learn a Mamatzinu from the Levium. A one to one binyanam mikosav echad, yeah? Ma Levium shekein tunin tiglachas, just like Levium require a haircut. And the haircut must take place with a razor blade. So I will also bring the same thing regarding the mitzvah. He needs to have his haircut, and his haircut has to be with a razor blade. So you'll just try to learn out mitzvah straight from Nazir. What did I say?
From Nazir, you said.
Oh, Levim, sorry. From Levim. So he says, no, you can't learn from Levim, because I can upslog your binyanov. Because so when you learn a binyanav, you're trying to compare two things. Any reason you have to throw out the argument wins. Yeah, it's not like one of those things where you just have to accept it.
Because
I said so. You're trying to work out a logic. Oh, it should be the same as that. As soon as I can tell you something why it's not the same as that, then your argument is gone, and you have to come up with a different argument. So therefore, ikal amifrach, we can find a reason why levim and mitzayir is different. Mal of levim shekain to unin tznufa begufam. The Levim have this chumrah that they have to be waved around. Aaron and Cohen had to pick him up and wave him around. I hope you weren't too big there. I need to throw you around. Maybe it was Jetty. The Cohen had to pick up the Levim and wave them around.
They're all Dickstein. The question is, was it each lady individually, or was it a klal? He had to pick the whole lot up.
I hope it was one individually. We would have to pick them all at once. I'll call upon him. There's a special chumrah by Levim that they had to be waved around. Very funny ceremony. We do weird things in this religion, you know. Yeah.
You wave a luluf, you wave a person.
So, therefore, Toma Mitzvah, can you then say that a Mitzvah should be the same? Delight. That we don't wave the Mitzvah around when he's finished. So we cannot learn out from the Levim. Ella, so you'll try what? Teisem in Nazir. Learn out from Nazir. One to one. Binyanav. That mal nazir shekain. Oh, so the Gemara says no, you can't learn from a nazir. Val mal nazir shekain karboni ta'on lechem. The nazir has a chumrah that when he brings his karbonis, he has to bring together with it lechem, the matzah, the rakik. So it's stricter. So how can you say that we're learning a mitzvah from a mitzvah? It doesn't have that aspect. So one-to-one correspondence you can't do. Binyan of mikosav echad. So we'll try a binyan of mishnei ksuvim, where we take two things together, and out of the two of them, we're going to work out the third. So how does that work? Teisa mitzravayim, we'll learn it out from both of them. So how is it going to work? I mean, hey, Teisa, what are you going to start with? Teisa, ma levim, you tried to learn one-to-one from levim, and you said, ma levim, shekein tu'urin, tznufu begufon, you cannot learn from levim because they have to be waved around. Is nazir yechiyach. So therefore what? What does that mean? That waving around could be a determining factor. That anything that's not waved around, you don't need a tar. So he says, nazir yechiyach. The nazir is also not waved around, and it still needs a razor blade. So therefore, even though mitzvah is not waved around, so it could also need a razor blade. Ah, you don't want to learn from nazir. V'amala nazir shekein karbon ton lechem. You can't learn from nazir because the nazir needs the lechem. So you'll say that the lechem is a determining factor? No, levim yechichu. The levim didn't either have lechem, and they still needed to have a tar. So we see that the determining factor is not the lechem, and the determining factor is not the waving around. Yeah? But what? But if anyone who has a haircut needs to have a tar. And therefore, the chazar hadin. So the thing goes back and forth, and you end up, each one will be shown not to be the determining factor, and therefore you can learn that the mitzvah from there. The parameters of one are not the same as the other. The parameter of the nazir is not the same as the levim. The loyri izekiri izeh and viki verki, and therefore atzara shavish abehem. What is the common thing about both of them? The shehen to unintig lachas. The only thing that's in common between the nazir and the levim is that they need a haircut. And in both cases, they need to have a razor blade. So therefore, I can include also in this category, the mitzvah also needs a haircut. And the haircut needs to be done with a razor blade.
Isn't it also the
one
called the which one
that have
the whole goof?
The levy.
The other ones.
Also has the whole goof. So you could have learned mitzvah from those. Yeah.
But then you won't have the nazir.
No, the Nazir has a posse, because we're trying to get Mitzvah. Nazir says Mefurish. Yeah. Okay, there's another reason why I couldn't learn Nazir from Levim, which you were trying to do. Okay, so that's where the Gemara ends up. It's Omele Rava mi Barnish. Le Ravashi, Rava from Barnish.
Rava Barnish.
He said to Ravashi, the Livreich, why can't we upslog your binyan of Mishnei Ksuvim by asking as follows: Malat Zarashavish Behen. What is special about the two things, both the Nazir and the Levim, Shekein in Karbonei Bedalus? Neither the Nazir nor the Levim could had this concept of bringing a poor man's carbon. The Levim had to bring when they were inducted. There was a pesachatas and an oil over there, yeah. And then also for the Nazir, he has his three karbonis. But none of them have the idea that if he's poor, they bring flour, which is not so by the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has a deal that if he's poor, says the Pasuk in Parshas Mitzvah, then he brings, first of all, he can bring birds instead of animal, and if he can't afford the birds, he can bring flowers. He can bring flour offering, yeah? So therefore, Mitzvah is lenienter, if there is such a word, and therefore, maybe it doesn't need to have a razor blade either. So he upslugged the... So that's number one. We upslugged the mamatzinu. And then the Gemara doesn't go to answer that straight away. And the Gemara says, one second. Ovale Rava Bar Mesharshir le Rava. There's all these Ravas flying around. This is a different Rava. Rava Bar Mesharshir said to Rava, that's the real Rava. And he said also, I don't understand Bechla what's going on over here. Yesterday, hi Tana, yesterday the Brisa said, May Kora, Omar... How do we know that a nazir needs a tar? And he said, "Alamdim mitzayra yefsher. You can't learn from mitzayra she'ain done in kal mechamur lahachmir lav. You cannot make a lenienter thing. You cannot learn the lenienter thing from the stricter thing to make the lenienter thing stricter. That's what we said yesterday down here. Yeah. How do you know that it has to be betar the tiglacha satara of the nazir? And we said, oh, you can't learn it from mitzayra because mitzayra is too chamur." So we use the extra word tar that it said by the Tiglach HaSatumah. That means that over here, it was, we can't learn from Mitzvah. It means you're taking for granted that Mitzvah needs a tar. And therefore you start off with the premise, but we can't learn a Nazir from that. So that means, first of all, you thought that Mitzvah obviously needed a tar. Yeah? And then the next minute, Hadar Omar, And then you try to say, oh, how do we actually, one second, how do we know by Mitzayra? You went the opposite direction. You started off assuming the Mitzayra and trying to learn the Nazir from the Mitzayra. And then in the end, what happened was you found a pasuk for a Nazir, and then you said, how do we know Mitzayra? When, how come yesterday it was obvious to you, it was taken as given, that the Mitzayra needs a tar, and today suddenly it's not, and you've got to find a way to learn it. And now you said, Nelef Medina, we need to learn this Tzara Shove. And not only that, but Medina Namila Nelef. And now that Rava, the Barnish guy, yeah, he asked this question. So not only that, but we've actually found that the Tzara Shove doesn't work. Because you have Mala Tzara Shove Shebehen, that they don't have dollars. So therefore, what's going on here? So that means, it seems that you're going from one extreme to the other. You're having one extreme where it's taken as read that a Mitzvah needs a Tar. And then the other extreme is that it's not taken as read, and not only is it not taken as read, but you actually don't have any way to know. And really, what you have to end up with is that you don't actually have any proof that a Nazir needs a tar, a Mitzvah needs a tar. So you've got two. So it seems like there's one opinion or one way of thinking that says that he does, obviously, and the other one says not only is it not obvious, but it's not even true. He doesn't need a tar. So what's going on here? Is Amaleyahu Amalei? So we answered him. Rava answered him. Mahu ali b'drabbonan and hali b'drabbelezer. We have a good old machlekes tanoim. That's why it's two different. These two different statements. One is according to Rabbi Lezer, and one is according to the Rabbonon. The one who says whether it needs to be the one who says it needs to be a tar is going to be the chachamim. The one who says it doesn't need a tar is going to be Rabbi Lezer. How do I know there's such a machlekes? It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah. This is talking about a person who has a haircut and cuts off his payas. So what we call the mitzvah leaving your payas comes from a pasuk that says leisakifu pas reishchem. You should not surround your head by removing the hair. You're making like a circle around the top of your head and making a circular key on the top. Yeah. So that's you have to leave the payas leisakifu pas reishchem. So the Mishnah says, according to the Chachamim in the first Tana, that for cutting the payas, let's call it, is only chayiv if he does it with a razor blade. And Rabbi Eliezer, I feel like it, for hitting chayiv, even if he did it with a tweezers, scissors, whatever, anything is chayiv. So we see a basic machlekes that the Chachamim hold that haircuts means tar, and Rabbi Eliezer holds haircuts doesn't mean tar, and therefore the same thing. We'll extrapolate over here. The guy who says Mitzvah needs a tar will be the Chachamim, and the guy who says a Mitzvah does not need a tar will be Rabbi Lezer.
And like the Chachamim, if the Nazir plucks his hair with a tweezer or some other implement, as long as it's not a tar,
he wouldn't be chayav either. So the Gemara is trying to say over here that the Chachamim Shita is that any talks about haircut, it means tar.
Only tar.
Yeah, because we're extrapolating from the payas to the Mitzvah, so that means, why? Because they hold up a chlal, when you talk about cutting hair, it means a blade.
Rebbe includes
a lot of things. Now, my tamaya de Rabbanon. So that's the machoikis. Now, let's try see if we can work out what the reasoning is, anyway. Then what's the reasoning of the Rabbanon? The Tanya, then the Brisa Zekonoi. It says by the Mitzvah that he has to cut his beard. Yeah, not only he has to cut all of his hair. So it says he cuts all his hair and his head and his beard and his everything else. Everything should be goli, yeah. Klal prat to klal, yeah. He cuts his head off. No, it depends on how. It depends what sort of person he is. Maybe he should do that too. Yeah, but the pasuk says he has to cut off his beard. The question is, ma talmud loyma? Why does it tell you that? It says kol sa'oroi. Yeah, if it told you to cut off all of his hair, why does it have to repeat and his beard? All of his hair includes his beard. Talmud Loim, Ma Talmud Loim, what's it teaching you? Says the Braisa, Lefisha Ne'amaru Fa'asa Konam Lo Yigaleichu. It says that you're not allowed to. This is talking about the Kohenim, yeah? The Parshas Emor, the Kohen is not allowed to cut his beard. So you might think, because there's a loisase of not cutting his beard,
even a Kohen
Mitzayra, Yachal Afilu Mitzayra. So you would think, if the Kohen became a Mitzayra, Cain, he still has that loisa say not to cut his beard. And therefore, even though it says cut off all of his hair, you would exclude the beard because the beard has a loisa say associated with him. Talmud Lema Zekonai. Therefore, it has to say the extra time Zekonai, that even though he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to cut his beard, but when he's a Mitzvah, he has to cut his beard.
Why wouldn't you say, Bo, I say the say?
We're going to talk about that in a second. Because the question is, can you do both?
wherever you can achieve both, we try to.
That's right. That's why. That's what we're going to get to. Now, first of all, minolan de bitar. First of all, let's say, we said, we asked matamay de rabbanon, right? First of all, let's get to that point. We're trying to find out, why did the Chacham say it has to be with a razor blade? So far, all we said is, because it says a beard, why does it say a beard? Because otherwise you might think not the beard. But we didn't say anything about the razor blade yet. So let's finish that bit. Uminolan de bitar, this is still the matamay de rabbanon. I'm trying to understand the reason of the Chachamim who say it's a razor blade. How do I know it's a razor blade? The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa. Ufa'asa konam le'galecho. Let's look at that loisa say itself, of not cutting the beard. It says, lo yigalechu, they shouldn't be megalech, good translation. Yachal afilu gilchu b'misparayim echayiv, says this brisa, you might think that even if they cut their beard with scissors, that they would also be chayiv, talmud leimar v'loy sashchis. The posuk that's said about non-koyanim, lo yisashchis es pasukonecha. It doesn't use the word galeach there. There it uses the word lahashchis, to destroy your beard, is, let me just get the editing on the side. So what do you mean, don't destroy your beard? Is yachel liket b'ulaktiv v'hitna yehechayiv? So you might think he's chayiv even if he uses tweezers and scissors, or whatever. Talmud loimar, or electric shaver. Talmud loimar, ufa'asik konam lo yegalechu. So by the Kohenim it says Yigalechu. So we're comparing now the Kohenim to the Israelim. By the Israelim it says Loy Sashchis, don't destroy. By the Kohenim it says the same thing, but it uses the word Legalayach, to shave, yeah? Okay, Tzad. So what is it using two different expressions? To tell you, Ezehu Giluach Shayesh Bayachosho, Hashchosho, what sort of shaving is considering destroying the beard? Have a yem is that when you use a blade, you put the blade, the close shave, as they say, straight on the skin and it cuts, that's called destroying it. There's nothing left, yeah? It's smooth as a whatever. Yeah? Yeah? But if you don't do that, if you just trim it or pluck it or quetch it, so it's not smooth as whatever, and therefore it's not hashchasa. You haven't destroyed the beard. All you've done is make a mess of it. Yeah. So therefore, that's not included. Okay. So this is the punchline over here. So he's learning the beard. The loisase of beard is only with a razor blade, and because he said that the zekana is needed to tell you that the metzora cuts his beard, it must be also to tell you that it's a razor blade. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Mimai, still how do I know? Dilma, la'olam, afil litu b'lakavitni, nami, mitzuka ovid. Getting back to the Mitzora. So the loisase of shaving is a razor blade. But maybe by the Mitzora, he doesn't need a razor blade. Maybe
so
the
even if he plucked it out with a tweezer,
is yoitza the haircut of a Mitzora even by doing that. Yeah, Bazoi, what's the Brisa telling you when he compares the Zekonoi? You're trying to tell me because you have the loisase of zekonoi and you need to tell me that you can cut the beard, yeah? V'haka asi la'ashme'ina. What he's telling you is, de'afilu bitar lo'imechayev alei. The Mitzora can cut his beard with other things. But because he has a mitzvah to cut his beard, he didn't transgress the aveira of shaving by even if he used a razor blade. That's what it's telling you. Not that he has to use a razor blade. But in this case, he's not over the loisase of shaving if he used a razor blade. That's what he's trying to... So maybe that's what the pshat is. So lav dafka, he has to use a razor blade. It means he could use a razor blade if he wants to. That's the chiddush over here. His army, so the Gemara says, nay, isalka daitich, ki ovri nami malaki vrehitni shapir domi, if it would be okay for the Mitzora to cut his beard with tweezers and scissors, is then lishtei kramine, then you don't have to tell me anything. Yeah? And I know I'm in, and I would say it myself. Maga ben nozir di surah, not say anything, it doesn't have to tell you that zekonah, it doesn't need the word zekonah.
It doesn't have to specify the implement.
Correct. Because I would learn from nozir. Maga ben nozir di surah ka'avad. When you're being strict on the nozir is only over the aveir of cutting his hair. Afilo hachim mechayiv, yeah? He's doing an iser. Afilo hachim mechayiv. Other way around. When it comes to an iser of cutting his hair during the Nazirus, yeah, and the Torah says they're a tar, but nevertheless we were marbe all kinds of things of cutting his hair. He is over even if he uses other things that are not hashchasa. Is hacha the mitzvah? So over here, when he has a mitzvah to cut his hair by the mitzvah, like kol shekein.
Now, he should use anything.
How much more so that anything should be good? Yeah, because if you're going to make it tough on somebody that they're over the avera no matter what they use, so when he's got a mitzvah, it's a kol shekein. It's interesting, kol shekein. How much more so when someone has a mitzvah, if you're gonna hit someone over the head for using something else, then when he does a good thing with it, you should give him the points as well. How much more so?
But therefore, the logic would be that the mitzvah, because mitzvah doesn't tell you.
No, that's the whole thing. We don't know that.
Because Elazi, you couldn't.
No,
you couldn't use logic just because he's over that. Therefore, when he has the mitzvah,
no,
he should also.
We're saying that this is the machlokes about whether he needs a tara b'tzeira or not. Yeah, the chachamim say he does it, but he says he doesn't. So the question is, yeah. So he says it must be he needs a tara because if he didn't need a tara, it didn't need to say anything. And you would say because if it would be okay even without the razor blade, then I don't need a pasuk for that. Because I would say, kol shekein, if you're chayiv for the nazir when it's not a razor blade, how much more so are you yotze with the mitzvah when it's not a razor blade? Vesu, on top of the page, and furthermore, is again, by the mitzvah, if your way of thinking is that when he doesn't use a razor blade, he just uses anything, he has done the mitzvah, he's been yotze the mitzvah, why do you say that? Midalok sivtar, because it doesn't say that he should use a razor blade, and therefore you should assume he doesn't. Why? Keresh Lakish. This is the famous Resh Lakish, which I think you might have been alluding to before. The Omar who says, Kol Mokim Shata Moitzi Aseh V'Lois Aseh, whenever you have a particular activity which has a positive commandment, but it's at the same time transgressing a negative commandment, yeah, is Imata Yochel L'Kayim Mishneyeh Mutav. If you can do it in such a way that you did the Aseh without transgressing the Lois Aseh, is Mutav, is good. So therefore, by the Metzorah, if you could get away without using a tar, then you should have to use the notar, because then you're not doing the lois asay, and you do get the asay. The imlav, only if you can't do it any other way, then yavi asay v'yichas lois asay. Yeah? So then, if the betzorah could get away without using a tar, could use other things, yeah, then we would have to say that
he
shouldn't be allowed to use a tara. What are you trying to say? You're trying to say the pshat is that he could use something else. And the pasuk zekonah is telling you that if he used a tara, he didn't do the aveir of shaving. So that doesn't fit in with our principles. Because our principle is that if you can do it in a way where you're not over the lois asay, then we don't say asay doicha lois asay. Yeah? So therefore, it's in order for that. So therefore, it's more logical. It's more logical. It's more logical to say that when the Torah is telling him to cut the beard, it's because even though the only way to do it is by being over the lois asay, then he needs to do it. Okay, we'll leave it over here.